Hey everybody, welcome to the Feminization Boudoir Podcast from Candy Apple Press. I'm your host, Kylie Gable, and it has been a crazy week. No other way to put it. My beautiful dog, Tango, had a seizure. She's had blood work done, and she seems to be okay. Some dogs just get this. Shayla is moving and going through all that work. And on top of all that, the mice are back in my house in very small numbers this time. There were like 46 that were killed last time, and I think there's probably 3 to 5, and I'm not sure if there are any left right now. But it's been a real rough week. So anyway, luckily, Shayla, between all her moving and everything, did manage to get us part 3 of Feminizing Her Rival, a story that I wrote back in spring and summer. And if you're looking for part 2, that was part of the Shayla and DJ Takeover podcast. So if you're looking for it, that's where it is. Without further ado, here's Shayla Spezia reading my story, Feminizing Her Rival, part 3.
Feminizing Her Rival, part 3. Written by Kylie Gable. Narrated by Shayla Spezia. As they entered Elegant Nails, Doug's heart sank. The shop was filled with women getting their nails done, and the thought of sitting in a chair while someone painted his toenails made him want to crawl under a rock. Caitlin, however, was insistent. "Come on, Doug, it'll be fun," she exclaimed, dragging him over to the empty pedicure chairs. "How is this supposed to be fun for me?" asked Doug. "Well, she never said it would be fun for you," corrected Kristen. "Take a seat, Doug," Caitlin said, motioning to the pedicure chair with a smirk. Maggie and Kristen stood on either side of her, trying to stifle their giggles. Doug hesitated, looking down at his unpainted toenails peeking out from his heels. The humiliation was palpable, and he tentatively lowered himself into the chair. Doug reluctantly sat down with a sigh as the nail tech began to work on his feet. He felt embarrassed and awkward as the woman scrubbed and massaged his feet, and when she pulled out a bright pink nail polish, he nearly jumped out of the chair. "What are you doing?" he exclaimed, trying to put his feet away. Caitlin laughed and held down his shoulders, reminding him of his place. "Relax, Doug. It's just polish. You'll look so cute with those pink toes," she said teasingly. "Cute? You can't be serious," Doug protested, his face turning red with humiliation. "Oh, yes, I am. Everyone around here would love to see you with a bit of color," Caitlin replied. She began to paint his toes as the women around the salon began to giggle. Doug wanted to dig a hole and hide in it. He felt a small child as the manicurist finished the pedicure, his pink toenails flashing in embarrassment. As he stood up, he heard the other women softly snickering at him. He was relieved when the pedicure was finally over, but the humiliation of having pink toenails and their laughter still stuck with him for the rest of the day. As they walked back to the office, Caitlin couldn't resist teasing him. "So, Doug, how does it feel to have pretty little feet like a girl?" Doug just rolled his eyes and sighed. He knew there was no escaping Caitlin's domination, and he was starting to realize that he might just have to go along with her games if he wanted to keep his job. Being put in charge of that new project gave her remarkable power in the department. As they reached the office, Caitlin turned to him and gave him a sly smile. "You know, Doug, I think I have one more surprise for you. I've arranged for you to join me and some of the girls for a spa day on Saturday." Doug groaned. He had a feeling this was only the beginning of Caitlin's plans for him. He wondered what other embarrassing things she had in store. But despite his reservations, he knew he couldn't say no. After all, Caitlin had already made it clear that she had the power to ruin his career if he didn't play along. So he smiled weakly and nodded, "Sure, Caitlin. That sounds great." As she walked back to his desk, Doug couldn't help but feel a sense of resignation. He knew he was in for a wild ride with Caitlin, and he had a feeling that things were only going to get more humiliating from here on out. Doug spent the rest of the week nursing his wounded pride at his desk, doing everything he could to keep his bright pink toes hidden from view. He avoided making eye contact with his coworkers, lest they notice the flush creeping up on his cheeks. "Hey, Doug, could you do us a favor and grab some coffee for Caitlin, Kristen, and me?" asked Maggie sweetly. Doug just glared at her. "Come on, we need some caffeine. I'm starting to doze off here," called out Maggie. "No," said Doug sternly. "I'd hate to get so sleepy that I sent pictures of you getting your nails done to the company-wide email," replied Maggie. "You wouldn't dare." "Oh, wouldn't I?" Maggie smirked, holding up her phone. "I already have the pictures right here, Doug. All I have to do is hit send." Doug sighed in defeat. Knowing he was outmatched, reluctantly he stood up and shuffled to the office break room. He filled up the coffee maker with water and grinds, wishing there was something else he could do to mitigate his humiliation. As the coffee brewed, Doug busied himself by finding mugs for each of the three women, a pink one for Caitlin, a blue one for Kristen, and an orange one for Maggie. He even took the time to make sure each mug had a matching stirrer and sugar packet ready nearby. When it was finished brewing, Doug carefully poured the four cups of steaming coffee and lined them all up neatly on a serving tray. As he carried it back to his co-worker's desk, Doug cursed his shoes for making this easy job so much more difficult. When they saw him coming with their drinks, Caitlin clapped her hands together in delight. "Oh my, look at you being so helpful." Then she gestured towards him with her hand. "Now come here and curtsy properly." Doug's face went bright red as his eyes widened in embarrassment at Caitlin's demand. He could hear Maggie and Kristen laughing at Caitlin's command, but Doug knew that he had no choice but to obey her orders. So he did as instructed, bowing low before them all, with both hands clasped behind his back as if executing some kind of ancient ritual tribute. The three women giggled and clapped as Doug straightened himself up. "Well done, Doug," Caitlin praised him, handing him a cup of coffee. "You make a great little slave." Doug sighed inwardly, knowing that this was only the beginning of his servitude to Caitlin. He could only wonder what other humiliating tasks she had in store for him. As he walked back to his desk, he couldn't help but feel a sense of dread. He had a feeling that things were only going to get worse from here on out, and there was nothing he could do to stop it. Doug clenched his fist and turned to walk away, feeling the weight of their laughter on his back. As he rounded the corner, though, he nearly collided with Andy, his boss. For a moment, time seemed to just stand still as Andy's eyes flickered down to Doug's pink-painted toes before returning to his face with an unreadable expression.
"Hi, Andy," Doug stammered, trying in vain to hide his feet behind one another.
"Can I see you in my office, Caitlin?" Andy asked, his voice firm but not unkind. He glanced once more at Doug before turning on his heel, ignoring him completely. Caitlin sighed but followed him into the office, closing the door behind her. She knew she had to defend her actions, but she couldn't deny the satisfaction she felt watching Doug squirm.
"Look, Andy," she began, her voice steady and confident. "I understand your concern, but Doug's work hasn't been affected by the whole situation. In fact, it might even be helping his productivity. Andy raised an eyebrow. How? He asked skeptically.
Think about it, Caitlin said gently, letting a smile creep up on her face.
Doug's been so focused on proving himself, trying to get laid and putting others down. But now, he's experiencing a little humility. Maybe he'll be more open to teamwork and collaboration.
Andy frowned, considering her words. I suppose there is some truth in that, he admitted after a pause, shaking his head from side to side as if trying to physically shake off doubt and suspicion.
But we can't have our employees walking around with painted toenails and wearing heels. It's just unprofessional.
I do it all the time, replied Caitlin.
That's not what I meant, and you know it, replied Andy. Caitlin sighed softly, looking up at Andy, who looked back sheepishly.
Actually, Andy, she began carefully, choosing her words like the steps of a dance. It's important for our company to foster an environment of acceptance and self-expression. If Doug wants to wear heels, who are we to judge? As long as his work is up to par, I think HR should let him be.
Andy threw his hands up in frustration. All right, he exclaimed. While cracking his fingers, it's becoming a distraction, though, and I don't want the whole office getting involved. For God's sakes, keep it quiet next time.
Fair enough, Caitlin agreed, suppressing a triumphant smile. The toenails will be much less pronounced, though, through stockings, anyway.
What? Andy asked, shaking his head.
Caitlin just smiled. I've been thinking about it, and I think Doug would look great in some sheer stockings. They'd cover up his painted toenails and make him look even more feminine.
Andy's mouth fell open in shock for a moment before he cleared his throat and composed himself.
I don't know, Caitlin. This seems like a step maybe too far.
Caitlin just shrugged. It's up to you, Andy, but I think it would be a good compromise. Doug gets to express himself and the rest of the office won't be as distracted by his painted toes.
Andy scratched his chin thoughtfully. That's not a compromise. Just watch it. I'm not going to let this go much further.
As Caitlin left Andy's office, she couldn't help but feel a surge of empowerment. Not only had she stood her ground, but she had also managed to turn the situation into a lesson for Doug. She knew this was just the beginning, and she couldn't wait to see what other changes were in store for him. Meanwhile, Doug sat at his desk, his face burning with shame as he tried to focus on his work. He couldn't shake the feeling that everyone was watching him, judging him, laughing at him behind his back. He wanted so badly to know what Andy and Caitlin had been talking about. He hoped that maybe she had ordered him to stop. He couldn't believe he had allowed himself to be humiliated like this all because of Caitlin. And as much as he wanted to regain control of the situation, a part of him began to wonder if maybe she was right.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Kylie got an email from Spotify last month warning him about adult content on the podcast. For now, there is no problem, but we do have to be careful about what we put on the free podcast so that we can stay podcasting. Scenes that might have been allowed before might be a bit dangerous for us. It's one of the reasons that the premium podcast is so important. Because you subscribe to listen, we don't have to worry about content limits, so we can include much more titillating scenes. Premium subscribers get the entire audio and not just a clip. That includes all the good parts, and the shows don't just disappear when we're done with them. There's something like 30 hours of content in the archives accessible when you subscribe. It's $15 a month, and we know that's not in everybody's budget, but if you're interested, check out the Premium Feminization Boudoir on Spotify, or check out the link in this show's description.
Maybe, just maybe, this was the wake-up call he needed to start treating his colleagues with more respect. But as Doug glanced down at his pink painted toes,
A sinking feeling in his stomach told him that things were about to get even worse. Doug was so humiliated by the day's events that he took Thursday off of work. He thought he was safe, but that meant that his desk was completely undefended from the assaults of these three women. Throughout the day, Caitlin, Kristen, and Maggie took turns feminizing Doug's desk. They placed vases of fresh flowers on his desk and hung a couple of framed pictures of sunset. On top of that, they put out small knickknacks like figurines and an array of colorful writing utensils, which arranged neatly into a holder on the far corner. All office supplies on his desk were swapped out for feminine pink versions. Maggie even brought her pink secretary chair over to replace his luxurious leather executive chair. It made for an interesting contrast with the rest of the items around it, but it also did the job of making Doug's desk look more feminine than ever before. The piece de resistance was a poster of Ryan Reynolds that the girls had picked up on lunch break. He wasn't dressed provocatively, and Doug could just claim to be a fan or something, but it was in a position on the wall behind the desk exactly where a woman might put a poster of an actor she had a crush on. By the end of the day, Doug had himself quite a girly workspace, something he never would have signed off on if he had been in the office that day. When Doug returned on Friday, his jaw dropped in total disbelief. Caitlin thought she saw Andy peering out of his office, enjoying Doug's dismay. But when he realized he was being watched, Andy quickly closed the blinds. "What have you done?" demanded Doug.
"We just made it a little prettier for you," assured Maggie.
Doug was fuming.
"You turned my desk into a craft room? Prettier?"
The girls only giggled and continued to make fun of his pretty desk until he finally threw his hands up in the air in defeat, conceded that there was nothing he could do. If Doug thought that was going to be the worst part of his day, he was sorely mistaken, almost timing Doug's annoyance until he was about as miserable as he could possibly be. She got up with the perkiness of a high school cheerleading captain and announced, "All right, everyone, I've booked us a weekend spa trip to bond and relax," Caitlin announced to her friends Maggie and Kristen as she approached Doug's desk. "And guess what, Doug? You're coming along, too."
"Seriously?" Doug asked,
his heart sinking at the thought of spending an entire weekend with Caitlin and her friends. She had already warned him of this when he got his pedicure, but he hoped that she had forgotten when he hadn't heard anything.
"I really just wanted to relax this weekend."
"Absolutely," Caitlin replied, all smiles. "I think it'll be a great opportunity for all of us to get to know each other better. In fact, I think it would be a big mistake for you to miss this, Doug."
Doug sighed, realizing there was no way out of this.
"Fine," he mumbled, trying to hide his growing sense of humiliation.
"Great, we leave tomorrow morning," Caitlin informed him before walking away, leaving Doug to stew in his thoughts. The next day, as they arrived at the spa, Doug felt like a fish out of water. Surrounded by women clad in fluffy robes, he couldn't help but feel out of place and self-conscious, especially with his painted pink toenails hidden inside his shoe.
"All right, first up, hair removal treatments," Caitlin declared, handing Doug his own fluffy pink robe and a pair of obviously women's matching slippers with a heel.
"It's time for you to experience true smoothness, Doug. Trust me, it'll make your legs look fabulous."
"Wait, what?" Doug stammered, staring at the robe in disbelief.
"I'm not letting anybody touch my leg hair."
"Oh, come on, Doug. Don't be such a baby," Maggie chimed in. "We're all doing it. It's just part of the spa experience."
No. Look, I can only be pushed so far.
"I'm not getting my body hair removed."
Let's understand this. Just no. Protested Doug. It's not going to happen. Caitlin sighed. Doug, there are other more sensitive areas that can be waxed if you're going to refuse to cooperate. So, unless you want us to start to discussing intimate areas in the middle of the spa, I would suggest you go change into the robe and slippers. At the mention of these other treatments, Doug immediately backed down. He knew he had no choice in the matter, and he agreed to go change into the robe and slippers with an embarrassing nod. As much as he wanted to refuse Caitlin's orders, his pride wouldn't allow him to do so, especially when he knew she could carry out her threats. As the technician covered Doug's legs, arms, and chest and stomach with hot wax, it actually felt warm and soothing. He knew that wouldn't last, and he braced himself for a heavy dose of pain. Through gritted teeth, he could hear Caitlin's sadistic laughter as she watched him tense up. "Ready, Doug?" Caitlin asked with a malevolent smirk on her face. "Just do it." Doug spat back through clenched teeth, not wanting to give her any more satisfaction. The technician swiftly ripped off the wax strip, causing Doug to scream out loud. He could feel his cheeks burning from the humiliation as Caitlin and her friends fell into a chorus of hysterical laughter. "See, that wasn't so bad, was it?" Caitlin teased as she moved on to the next treatment. "Speak for yourself," Doug grumbled, rubbing his now smooth body with a mix of embarrassment and resentment. Doug tried to keep his cool as he endured an exfoliation treatment with a gritty scrub that left his skin feeling raw. Next up, facials and manicures, Maggie announced, leading the group to another room. Doug hesitated at the doorway. "I don't really think I need a facial or a manicure." "Actually, Doug, a little pampering might do you some good," Kristen interjected, teasing him. "You wouldn't want to look all stressed out." "You don't think you have any choice in the matter, do you?" asked Caitlin. "No, I guess not," Doug conceded, feeling powerless to stand up to Caitlin. As he sat down for his facial and manicure, he couldn't shake the feeling off that his dignity was slipping away. "Wow, Doug, those pink nails are really going to compliment your toes," Caitlin mocked, watching the nail technician apply the bright polish. "You should consider trying red next time." "But I really think the pink is you." "Very funny, Caitlin," Doug retorted through gritted teeth, trying to ignore the growing humiliation building inside him. The technician then moved on to the face, applying a cleansing milk followed by a toner. Doug cringed as she glided the cotton ball over his face, its coolness sending shivers through his body. After that came the nourishing cream, and he could feel it seeping into his skin and providing an instant calming sensation. The technician finished with a hydrating mask, giving Doug's face an instant glow, something which he knew Caitlin would take pleasure in mocking him about. Sure enough, Caitlin burst out laughing as soon as she saw Doug's rejuvenated face. "I think you should come here more often," she teased, while her friends joined in on the laughter. Even though they were teasing him, there was no denying that all of them looked radiant after the treatments. "All right, everyone, final stop, makeup," Caitlin declared as she entered the last room. "Makeup, no way," Doug protested, drawing the line. "I am not putting on makeup." "Come on, Doug," Maggie coaxed. "You keep telling us these things that you're not going to do, and then Caitlin puts you in your place. Wouldn't it just be easier to cooperate and not be just a little bitch?" "Fine," Doug relented, his face blushing beet red. Doug sat in the chair nervously as the makeup artist prepped his face. He wanted to run and just hide, but he knew that it would only make him look even more foolish. Can't we just skip this part?" Doug pleaded, feeling his face grow hot with humiliation. Oh, come on, Doug, Maggie chimed in, her voice dripping with mock sympathy. Don't you want to look pretty for us?
Absolutely not, Doug muttered under his breath, glaring daggers at Caitlin. He couldn't understand why she seemed so determined to humiliate him.
Sit still, please, the makeup artist instructed, as she began to apply foundation to Doug's face.
He clenched his fists tightly, trying to keep himself composed as she worked.
The makeup artist showed Doug and his co-workers how to apply foundation, concealer, and blush, as well as how to get the perfect smoky eye. Doug felt extremely awkward to be on display for everybody.
Wow, Doug, Kristen remarked, smirking at the sight before him. You're really becoming one of the girls now, huh?
Shut up, Kristen, Doug snapped, his cheeks burning with red shame. Internally, he stewed over his predicament, cursing Caitlin for orchestrating his torturous day.
Relax, Doug, Caitlin said sweetly, her voice laced with amusement. No need to get so testy, just enjoy the pampering.
Easy for you to say, Doug grumbled, shooting a resentful glance her way. He couldn't help but feel betrayed by his co-worker, after all. They had been rivals for years, but he never thought she had stooped so low.
All right, everyone, let's give Doug a little space, Caitlin called out, her tone suddenly stern. To his surprise, the others actually obeyed, stepping back to allow the makeup artist to work in peace.
Thank you, Doug whispered, genuinely grateful for the brief reprieve. He closed his eyes and tried to tune out the snickers and whispers around him, focusing instead on the sensation of the makeup brushes gliding across his skin.
Okay, I think we're done here, the makeup artist said, finally stepping back to admire her handiwork.
What do you think, ladies?
Oh, wow, Doug, Maggie gasped.
You look absolutely stunning.
Very feminine, Kristen added with a chuckle.
Everything was going smoothly, until the makeup artist suggested a lip color.
No way, Doug said quickly, shaking his head. I am not wearing lipstick.
All it took was a single raised eyebrow from Caitlin, and Doug had given in. It didn't take long before his lips matched the bright pink of his fingernails.
So that was Shayla Spazia with a clip from my story, Feminizing Her Rival, Part 3. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can subscribe to the premium podcast, or I'll have it up on Clips for Sale and on Night Flirt under Candy Apple Hotline no later than tomorrow, possibly tonight, but I'm kind of thinking it's going to wind up being tomorrow. Also going to have a couple other new short audios coming up this week, so please, Clips for Sale or Night Flirt under Candy Apple Hotline. Check those out. And then Clips for Sale, it is Kylie Gable. So, it's been a long, trying week, but things are looking up. And I will be back next week. I hope you will be too. Have a great one, everybody. Take care.